Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine American culture, what's new and old in entertainment. Movie trailers are celebrated in the internet age with a passion. Studios hype up the release of new trailers days in advance, and many fans post videos reacting to the trailers instantly after they're released. But other fans are hesitant to even watch the trailers in the first place because they're so afraid of catching spoilers. It's not a new problem. Back in 1994, the movie Speed had a trailer that totally gave away the ending. And yes, people complained. But the problem has matured in the current era of YouTube and internet message boards. Trailers are dissected and analyzed to such a degree that people can pick up on even the smallest details. What does it mean? It means weeks before the Avengers Infinity War is even released, fans are predicting which characters die by comparing the cinematography to certain comics where characters died on the page. It means fans complaining back in 2016 that the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice trailer spoiled the main villain and the would-be surprising reveal of Wonder Woman. While some fans love predicting the movie's beats, other fans can't stand it. Some trailers have tried to subvert this effect. Last year's It Comes at Night trailer intentionally misled fans into thinking it was an entirely different kind of movie, which again came to mixed results. Some people loved the misdirection, while others called it false advertising and lamented buying their ticket in the first place. Movie trailers are obviously not going anywhere anytime soon. The bigger tentpole movies mean even more dollars on the line and bigger incentive for movie studios to hype up their new films. But fans complaining about trailer spoilers isn't going anywhere anytime soon either, and that can be a tough balance to strike. I've tried to mitigate the trailer spoiler problem myself by avoiding trailers for the movies I'm eagerly anticipating. But inevitably, the hype machine gets to me and I can't help myself. In that case, I have no one to blame but myself. Such is life as a movie fan in the age of the internet. I'm Evan Rook.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.